CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. A former Loveland police officer who was convicted of assaulting a 73-year-old woman with dementia during a violent arrest was sentenced to 5 years in prison today. Austin Hopp was found guilty of second-degree assault. The arrest was for petty shoplifting. Officials say Hopp apologized for what happened, but the victim, Karen Garner, never fully recovered from the 2020 assault, according to her lawyers. Denver metro home prices hit record highs in April, with fewer $300,000 to $500,000 homes available for buyers, but there are some signs the market might be cooling off. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Residential homes sold at a median price of nearly $625,000, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. With interest rates rising well over 5%, the bidding wars and cutthroat home buying tactics the area has seen in the past year have slowed down. Still, homes in the $500,000 range are in short supply, making the area increasingly unaffordable for middle-class people. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Denver's first black district attorney has died. Norm Early served for 10 years as the city's DA from 1983 to 1993 and was generations ahead of his time, spearheading diversity initiatives in the justice system, putting a focus on victims of crime and their families, and leading the way into a new era of justice. To many, he was a charismatic leader and friend. Mr. Early passed away today after struggling with diabetes. He was 76 years old. Right now in Denver, it's 72 degrees, and Grand Junction, it's 75 degrees and clear. This is CPR News.